Alhamdulillah, so as we were saying bi-idhnillah in the first khutbah, we discussed over the past few weeks a couple of the diseases that we have in our hearts. And today, I want to quote a verse from the Holy Quran to remind us and remind ourselves, our viewers throughout the world, most of all myself, a very interesting verse of that disease of selfishness. You know, a lot of us are very selfish. That's a disease. Think how we think. It's all about ourselves. Our nafs, our ego, our desires, our greed. You know, greed. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us about and tells us that if a person has two valleys of gold, what next? That person is so greedy, that person will want a third. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about all of this? That's a disease in the heart, and I want to connect to that disease verse of Surah Yunus, the Shifa. Shifa ul-lima fi sudur. The Quran is the cure for these diseases. You know, if we will ponder over the Quran, not just read it in Arabic, ponder over it. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. Ponder on the verses, the meaning, the consequences. It will remove some of these diseases. And that disease of being selfish, all about ourselves, not about Allah, not about the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A lot of us are just selfish about Allah because we want from Allah. You follow that point? It's not that we love Allah. We just want from Allah. Because if we really love Allah, we will obey His commands in the Quran. If we really love Allah, we will follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that in Surah Al-Imran? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. He told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell the people, Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 31, say, if you love Allah, then follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a lot of us don't follow the Sunnah. We don't care what the Prophet has said. It's like, oh, that was then. That was him, and auzubillah. Because we don't really love. But if it's something that will benefit us financially, if it is something that will benefit us in worldly gains, it's all about selfishness, ego, nafs. Many a people pray not because you want to thank Allah, that Ya Allah, you have blessed me with health, you have blessed me with wealth, you have blessed me with a breath to breathe, you have blessed me with life, you have blessed me to live, you have blessed me with this, you have blessed me with that. It's not about thanking Allah. There are a lot of people who pray because we're still asking Allah for more money. We get sick, now we want Allah to cure us. We don't remember to thank Him when we were healthy. Oh yeah, we don't remember to thank Allah when we were healthy. That's a disease. It's all about wanting, not about thanking Allah. What about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You remember the hadith? The incident in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why do you pray so much salah? Your feet have become so swollen. Why do you need to pray so much to cause harm and injury to your feet? Your sins, your past sins have been forgiven. Your present and future sins have been forgiven. Why you need to do all of this? And he said, should I not at least make the shukr of Allah? Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read extra nafil prayer, optional prayer, only to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favors and bounties that Allah has bestowed upon him. We don't even pray the fard salah to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see the ego, the selfishness? It's all about what we want and what we are afraid of going to hell.